Yeah, Hein Cooper.
Okay.
Glad to have you on the phone at least, if not live face to face in the studio. I was looking forward to some live songs, but yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll have to we'll schedule that in for next time.
All right. Okay. I have to play the songs from the CD. So it's
yeah.
not a real life atmosphere. But anyway. Yeah, we can talk a bit about you, about your music, about your first record. It's your first record?
Yep.
Yes. Before yep. You just had an EP, right?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you are a quite young guy, 24 years old or so. It's, yeah, it's
yep.
young, we have to
yeah.
admit. you are from Australia, and you are a passionate surfer guy. That's
yeah.
cool.
Well, yeah, I do. I grew up surfing quite a lot when I was back in Australia.
So that's funny because I just come from the first surf trip in my life 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes, in Bordeaux, Atlantic coast. And
oh,
yeah,
no,
I really loved it, so I have to do it again.
And it's quite a thrill, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And so I think I can feel you a bit more now and your, I don't know, your lyrics or so.
Yeah.
What would you say is there is an own philosophy for surfers, isn't there? I mean, how would you describe the philosophy, and how does this philosophy influence your music?
Well, I think that, to put it simply, and hopefully not in too cliche of a way where you just picture some guy with long blonde hair, you know, hanging around surfing all day, I think that the main thing about surfing is that it's very inspiring. It's very exciting because of the idea that no wave is the same, and interacting with such a natural energy and attempting to ride a wave of water it gives you a sense of wonder that I haven't really been able to find doing too many other things other than music. So I think the whole idea for surfers is that they become obsessed with some kind of heightened experience.
Maybe yeah. it's a bit comparable to horse riding, because you have an animal with its own will.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
And you are depending on this. I mean, the waves are not an animal. They have no, I don't know, maybe they have a soul. I don't know. And how does this influence your songwriting?
Well, I think that originally where I lived in Australia, I was about 15 kilometers away from the coastline, which was just a little bit too far to walk, you know, after school for a surf. And so I basically, I really wanted to surf, and that was really the only thing I was actually interested in doing. And then I started learning the guitar and playing music because my friend at high school picked up the guitar, and he kind of inspired me to do the same thing. And all of these moments where I wasn't able to get to the ocean led me to have to put my energy out in another direction, and that ended up being music, because I could do that anywhere and I could do that at home. So I found that it was the same kind of experience, and actually I found that I could even go further with music, and it became even more special to me than surfing. And I suppose they fit hand in hand well together, because it's such an expressive thing, and it's such a meditative thing that, you know, you lose your track of time when you're writing a song or riding a wave. It's purely you get lost in the moment.
Hmm. And there are a lot of topics and things you can as well sing about. with the sea. I mean, of course, the sea itself, but the waves, you have the wind, you have the sunset, you have swell and tide and everything. So, and how far do you really sing about these things?
Well, I sing a lot about nature, especially on the album that we're talking about, The Art of Escape. I sing a lot about nature, and I suppose it's because it's very inspiring. It seems to me something I would rather write about than, you know, making every song a love song. You know, I want to go a bit deeper than that and make something that really means something to me on a really personal level. And I find that nature is a very important part of my life.
And are there as well metaphors from nature? Yeah, you can use.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, can you give me some examples? I don't know what the waves stand for example.
Well, I think waves stand for a lot of things, but I think they definitely stand for infinity. You know, they never stop. They keep on coming. The winds keep blowing, and they keep on forming waves that continuously and will forever be washing up on the shore. So I think that there's a real, you know, there's a nice hope that you know, you would maybe will pass on at some point, but life will truly continue, and it continuously, you know, reforms. And I think that's the main metaphor that I get from nature, is that, you know, things grow and then they, you know, pass on, and they pass their energy back into the soil, and then something else grows, and it's a never ending evolution. And that's beautiful, beautiful metaphor for my life.
Mm. Yeah. Life and death. So these both things again and again and again.
Yep.
In periods. Yeah, your first record, The Art of Escape, it's as well the title of the first song.
Yes.
Yeah, of course I want to know from what or who you want to escape as a 24-year-old guy.
I'm actually 26 now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
that makes a huge difference, of course.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make too much of a difference. I have for a long time been, you know, dealing with good moments and really, you know, inspiring moments, and then lots of dull moments. And I think that, you know, as human beings, we all have this kind of an experience where a lot of the time we have the two separate sides of our brain, and on one side we have the automatic logical thinking person who basically we need because they learn to do all of the mechanical tasks that we want to, you know, do on the spot. But I think that person overlaps into the other side, which I think we don't realize or listen to enough. And I think that's where, you know, the creativity comes from. And I think there's also, you know, a deep source of energy on that side as well. And I suppose the album, even though I didn't realize why I'd called it that at the time, now I think I do understand that it was basically, you know, calling for that endless willpower from, you know, being truly inspired and truly feeling alive, I suppose. That's about as good as I can explain it right now. And not overthinking the other side, and not using, you know, the habitual mind to continuously keep us in a state of sadness. And do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wanted to know which part of the brain wants to escape now, or do both want to escape, depending on what emotion I have at the moment. So maybe I almost understood it like this.
I'm saying that basically, I think that I was trying to escape the, you know, the scientific factual side of my brain,
yes,
which was forever analyzing and forever finding problems with everything, and jump into the other side, which is where I find, you know, real passion for life. And it doesn't matter if you understand it or not, there's just pure energy, and I feel that when I write music. Mm-hmm. And so essentially it was my own escape.
So you would say that this part of you, this part filled with passion and energy, is the good one, and the other side, the logical and analysis, is rather the, I don't know, not so good one?
I think we need them both. It's just that I think that I was, giving too much energy into one side and not the other.
So it has to be balanced or changed.
Exactly.
The whole time. Because
exactly.
If you are too
exactly.
passionate, maybe you want to be a bit more straight again, or...
Exactly.
Think
I'm
about it.
Yeah.
Reflecting.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, in the song, there's a line, "So damn bored living on the 15th floor." I don't know, it has nothing to do with rationality. It's rather the boring life in a fixed structure in the city versus free life at the sea, for example, or at the beach.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
So is this living in a city, would this be something rational for you?
I think that spending too much time in a city made me feel like that, you know?
Hmm.
But that, you know, then I enjoy the excitement of a city. Just, it's not so much the city that was important in that reference. It was more just the idea of being confined, you know.
You have one video clip, the song "Rusty."
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, on the beach again. Which beach is it? Is it in your hometown?
Yeah, it is actually.
Cool,
it's
nice.
About 40 minutes drive from my hometown.
But the waves are not that big, what I've seen at
no.
least. It's for beginners, good waves for me, maybe. Yeah, and
yeah,
in this,
exactly.
In this video clip, you are kind of stranded on the beach. And it reminds me of this Robinson Crusoe story, you know it? Robinson Crusoe, this guy who's completely alone on an island and now has to care for himself and is really lonely and so on.
Yeah, I suppose that was the idea. I really like the video clip. I just don't like the ending of it with when I find the girl on the beach. I think if I was to shoot that video again, I definitely wouldn't have had that part at the end.
Yeah, it's a cliche, isn't it?
Yes.
The garden, Eden, Adam and Eve. Yeah, and everything's
exactly.
fine. Happy end.
Exactly.
I found my woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah. what would you do different now, in the end?
I would just have, you know what, I'd almost like her to have been a mirage and that she wasn't real. That would have made a lot more sense to the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Or maybe you could have found an animal, an ape or so, as a friend.
Yeah, I prefer the mirage idea.
Okay. Then in the song Dopamine, I don't know.
Yep.
I just know the German pronunciation. It's about your hometown, Milton. So is this city or town, is this like a track for you?
I suppose it was a very special. It was a very special place to grow up in because it was quite stable in a way. So I there wasn't fear knocking on the doorstep, and at the same time I was surrounded by you know, beautiful nature. And so, yeah, it was a form, it was a high, you know, a kind of drug for me. It was a very heightened experience. And I wanted to capture that feeling in a song, you know, because it also is talking about when I left that particular place and, you know, started traveling around the world and going to all kinds of different places and not feeling that same, you know, that feeling of everything's okay, you know?
Yes, like you feel at home, only at home.
There's some other songs I find quite interesting. All My Desires, for example. I mean, of course, when you are young, you have a lot of wishes and dreams. You count all your desires or wishes. Are you rather optimistic to reach some of them, or are you rather sad because you know that you won't reach all of them?
Well, no, I feel very optimistic at the moment. And I suppose, I mean, my life has changed a lot from when I wrote that song. When I wrote that song, it was all, you know, still a dream. And, you know, I was playing covers gigs in bars. So, you know, my career as an artist hadn't really started yet. So I suppose I was in a much more of a position of anguish. But now I'm, you know, my life is touring on the road and writing, you know, writing songs all day long. And so I suppose there's probably other things that might not happen that I wish would happen, but I'm very happy.
Yeah, and it's just the beginning, isn't it? I mean, you had a kind of world
you know?
Tour, and now you have your first own record. You are on tour with this record. Must be wonderful.
It's really cool. And I suppose what I'm really trying to say in that song is, I think actually at the time, it was confused because I was not so positive. And I don't know if you can hear that in the song, but I wasn't really that in a positive headspace at the time. But I think what I was trying to say, even though I didn't realize it at the time, was that I just had a burning ambition. And whether or not all the things happen, it's not important. I think that what's important is just feeling that energy every day and that ambition. And, you know, whatever the outcome's going to be, the outcome's going to be. But you can't, you know, you can't really control those things. You may as well just enjoy that fire inside.
Yeah, maybe in the end, let's talk a bit about love topics. Two songs about, more or less, I mean, in the end, every song is somehow about love, but about romantic love. Cursed My Life and Water. It's rather about the bad side of love, I would say so. Or I don't know, maybe it's beautiful as well, to be said.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. I think you're right. Especially Cursed My Life.
Yeah.
Cursed My Life was a song that I wrote actually in one sitting. It was 2 hours and I finished the whole song. And it was something I'd written because I felt very bad about ending a relationship that I just ended. But, you know, at the same time, it's saying that I'm going to do my best to know what I'm committing to the next time I'm in a relationship so that there's less chance of me wanting to end it and hurt another person again. And I suppose Water was actually about someone I hadn't even met yet.
Okay.
And it was basically an idea in my mind of forgiveness